The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, and here we are. Welcome back. It's Tuesday, and I want to tell you, it's nice to see blue skies again. We had smoke here for weeks, lots of wildfires in southern Oregon, and some actually came up from northern California a little bit for a few days, but it happens every year. Usually in August, we get smoke. Not pretty, but it's nice today. It's not as hot either. It's down in the 80s, so no more hundreds for a while anyway. I should ask my guest, how are things in Tennessee, Miss Nelson?
Well, it's down in the 80s here, too, but that 95 to 100 was killer for too long.
Not good.
Yeah.
No, it lasted
and
for
very
about
little
6 weeks.
We didn't
what
have
rain?
Good rains.
What is rain?
Yeah, you too, huh?
No, nothing. Zero. Not a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're playing with the weather. They can build these heat domes. They can steer and probably did steer. Dane Wigington made a very good argument that they steered Hurricane Debbie all the way up the East Coast. They do
that. They've been able to do this since the 40s.
See, you're so incredibly well informed. They actually began formally working on weather control very shortly after World War II, like 1946, 47. There was a guy named Bob Fletcher, Robert Fletcher.
Yeah.
I don't know if Bob's still with us or not. I used to have him on a lot, and he was really onto that. Give him credit. He was the first person to really discuss organized weather control, primarily being done by the military-industrial complex, of course. But Bob was a very wise fellow. Good.
Yeah, they made snow back in the 40s. They knew how to do that. They really have come a long way.
Yeah,
and it's just too bad they can't use it for good instead of using it the way they're using it. But, you know.
Well, it's like anything else. Come on.
Yeah. Sorry.
Think about it. Now they got AI. And think of what a force for good
be
if it weren't being programmed into a liberal left Bolshevik communist mindset. And it is. It's been caught. They caught them. It screens out normal middle-of-the-road politics or patriotic constitutional politics, and the search results and then the AI results are skewed. It doesn't matter what it is. They will bend it to their own devices.
Yep. They've been doing this forever.
Yes,
I mean,
you're very wise. Yeah, you know.
And, you know, it's mankind. It's the heart of man is sinful. and evil.
Okay, let me add on to that. You're right. I concur. There is a dark genetic evil in this species of ours, and no matter what it is, even if it's the most threatening thing you can imagine, like thermonuclear weapons, we'll do it. Where the hell have you ever seen restraint when it comes to something potentially catastrophic? You won't. Now they're playing with the weather, they're playing with the diet, they're spraying chemtrails and putting all kinds of chemicals, and soon they're developing right now inhalable, as in involuntarily consumed, mRNA vaccines. They're going to put in the air.
And, of course, we know that the choice of vice president, his company, makes the messenger RNA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. It gets better and better, doesn't it? Just crazy.
Have we ever talked about him?
Not much. No, not much. Vance, I just sent you a little story on Vance. You got that?
Yeah, but you know what?
It could be a Halloween party. It could be a fraternity Halloween party. I know, I get it. But whatever. Yeah. It's just in the news. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this guy Waltz is worse, way worse. This guy...
I don't know about that.
Well,
I think they're two wings of the same bird.
Well, they're both appointed. They were both placed. We know that much. She didn't pick him, and I don't think Trump picked Vance. We all saw the videos of Vance speaking about Trump, was it 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Hated his guts, and all of a sudden, a 180.
Hated him. Okay, let me just tell you this. 40 or 50 years ago, and I even wrote to Andy Schaafly, and I said, do you remember where that was, that she made the statement that every vice president is chosen by the Bilderberg outfit?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, it's in A Choice, Not an Echo. I said, okay, I'm gonna go get the book out. So I got it out and found it, yeah. And she said that every single one is chosen by Bilderbergs. Well, who were the people who introduced Vance to Trump? It was Peter Thiel and, I can't think of the other guy's name, but the other guy happens to be on the board of Bilderberg with Peter Thiel. It's Eric Schmidt.
Schmidt, the former what the hell was he? He was the head of Google, Schmidt.
Yeah.
Funny?
And this is what he did. He was squired by these two globalist elitists to Trump and introduced down at Mar-a-Lago. And Peter Thiel's company, Palantir, works with the U.S. government to conduct domestic surveillance.
Well, that's the... See? Yeah, they're the Hoover vacuum of data surveillance.
Yeah. So how convenient for the deep state to usher in the Great Reset and have this guy second in place. Now, if you watch John...
Remember? Kelly, hold on. He's one heartbeat away. And let's put Trump and Vance in the White House. Trump has a debilitating heart attack, whatever. And then you got Vance to fill out the 4-year term, and he can run for 2 more after that.
Not only that, but let me just read you what he said about his wife. Now, his wife is on the board of directors at Gates Cambridge, which is a Bill Gates enterprise.
The Indian woman, or whatever she is.
Yes, Usha. Mm-hmm. Usha. Okay, here's what J.D. has said about her. The sad fact is that I couldn't do it without Usha. Even at my best, I'm a delayed explosion. I can be defused, but only with skill and precision. It's not just that I've learned to control myself, but that Usha has learned how to manage me.
Well, there's a pretty bald-faced admission, isn't it, that he's not his own man?
Yes, it is. And both of them are Yale graduates, as is Vivek.
Uh-huh.
Vivek.
Yeah.
Well, do you know that Yale is a well-known CIA recruitment venue?
It's a total training center, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. And
let me say one thing about Peter Thiel. For those of you out there who don't know, a lot of people say Thiel. It is Thiel.
It's
just
Thiel.
FYI, just so you know. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly's pronouncing it correctly. But Eric Schmidt, former CEO of Google, and Thiel took J.D. down to Mar-a-Lago to introduce him to...
Yeah, exactly.
Here's your boy. Here's your boy.
Yeah, and both of them are on the board of Bilderberg.
Got it.
Okay, so there
yeah.
you have it, right back. And I emailed Andy, and I said, I could have sworn I've read this or heard her say it. And he said, oh, you got a good memory. Yeah, it's in that book. So, yeah, I went through it, and she was really, really smart to connect all the dots on that. But here's another little piece. According to, and this is not even what I wanted to talk about, but I think it's kind of important to get this out, because according to Open Secrets, Vance received $283,000 from the oil and gas industry for his 22 campaign, and in the years since, he has stated that he doesn't think there is a climate crisis and questioned the human contribution to global warming. However, he initially was all for it, thought it was a great idea, and that climate change is really a danger to humans and to the earth.
He's totally controlled, it's obvious.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. And we're with this guy in there. See, this is why I think that they may let Trump win. And that's what it is. Voting has nothing to do with it anymore.
No, it's a selection installation process.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I think they may let him win is because they gave him a scare.
And oh, yeah.
We already know that there were two shooters, and the third one took out was, which was a cop, and he took, because he had police on his back, and he took out Crooks, who was the patsy, okay? So Crooks has been at this range where all of these DHS people practice, and he's been there like 43 times in so many weeks. It's so... Yeah, he could make that shot after all that practice.
Oh, you could have made that shot, yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. There was another guy on top of the water tower. We've all seen that, back and forth, hiding and then popping out.
I don't think he was a shooter, though. I think he was a coordinator. That's my guess. And but why would they put him up there in black against a silver or white background?
Yes.
It's weird.
But it's Ron Johnson again, the guy that exposed the COVID jabs. Ron Johnson has come out and said that his forensic, listen, he's got a great team working for him. They really do some good work. The forensics that listened to those firearms going off, there were three different firearms, the third one being the one that took out Crooks.
You
so
got it 100% right. That's exactly my determination, too. I could do it without any analysis. I could just listen. You can tell.
All the way back to JFK, there's been more than one shooter. There was more than one shooter with Reagan. If anybody watched that short video in that short article I put out, 13 minutes with John Judge, and what did he say? You know what he said, because you've interviewed him before.
Yeah,
he said, hey, they shot him, and they shot him with a different gun than was used by Hinckley, who shot Brady and the two other guys, the cop and the Secret Service guy. Okay. And that was enough to tell Reagan, you and Nancy go watch movies at Camp David for the next 8 years and let H.W. Bush run the show. And that's exactly what happened. Okay, so now they've done the same exact thing. I mean, the M.O. is always the same. They never change. You know, does Satan ever change? No,
he's so
smart.
You got it all nailed. Good job.
You're great. So here we got the same thing, and you know, you think about it. When JFK was shot and killed, there wasn't a soul anywhere in any media or anything that said, oh, yay, they got him. We were all horrified. We were just shocked to death. I mean, I was a junior in high school, and I was thinking, oh, my God, they're going to ruin the Thanksgiving dance.
That's funny. Yeah. I remember seeing people crying in the streets, and I'm talking about everybody. Democrat, Republican, didn't matter. They couldn't believe that this would happen in America. We were a different country then. They were staggered. Now, did we just drop Kelly? Doggone it. Todd? I'm going to be sure that I'm still here. All right. Yeah. Well, it does. You know what's weird when we lose our guests for a moment or two or a minute? It's almost invariably when they're talking about something very interesting, historical revelations or things of history that are brought into focus. But that's the truth. We were such a different country then, a different people, different ethics, different morals. And we had our left and our right and our labels and all that. But America was a totally different country. Go ahead, Kel.
Yeah, I don't know why we get cut off so much, but we certainly
It's always
do.
In the best, most interesting. I got a feedback, Todd, on this end, FYI, of my voice. Yes, they always cut us off when we're talking about something very important, too, or very interesting.
And I said it's like the same thing. Now, they have put out this warning to Trump, and knowing the way Trump is going to think that he's invincible, and he's not going to listen to him. He's going to do as he damn well pleases. Don't you think? Don't you think that's his...
Not after that thing in Pennsylvania, I don't. I think he's going to do precisely what he's told. I really do. I think they have... They win. See, they win in either case. If they kill him, he's gone. Or if he survives, they own him. Totally. And I don't think he's going to... He knows they can take him out at any time. Any time. So, I don't know. And I think we lost Kelly again.
Pretty obvious, but here's the thing. If he decides he's not going to listen to them, he's going to do as he damn well pleases.
Yeah.
Then they will take him out. And you know they have a myriad of ways to do it. They can give him cancer.
Countless.
Can give him a heart attack. They can do a gazillion different things to make it seem normal.
Natural. Yeah.
Natural.
It's easy.
Sure.
Piece of cake.
And then they put their boy in charge. And that's exactly what they did with the first Bush, Papa Bush.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, we've got one or two things. We've got these two commies on the other side, and don't believe for a minute that heels up Cackle Harris is stupid. Do not believe that. She is a hardcore commie who was raised by hardcore commies, and Walls is the same thing. So we can get vacuous heels up Cackles Harris, and she could be propped up as their next puppet. Or they can say, well, Donald Trump's been frightened, and we can put him in, and if he doesn't obey the terms,
totally compliant.
We will take
we got
him
Vance.
Out. And yeah, we can put in Vance. So you've got a situation here where it really doesn't matter, does it?
No. It's going to be chaos from now on, though. That's one thing I will bet on. Doesn't matter what happens.
I'm
you know,
wrong about all this.
Yeah, no, you're not. Here's the problem. Here's the difference in American culture, society. We have Gen Z now, and that's 28 years of age and under. We have the millennials, who are not much better. And there are some exceptions, of course. But these people don't understand what they never experienced. They didn't live when we lived. They didn't live in a culture and a society that was so staggered and appalled by what happened to John Kennedy. It still hurts me to look at the video. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see him getting
it's
shot.
It's
horrible. Now, let me guarantee you that if Trump had, in living color, had his head explode on camera, it would be the most replayed video in internet history. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
And then there were people posting things like, damn crooks, why can't he shoot straight? Whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, see,
we are
now
in the Roman Colosseum, Kelly.
Yeah.
We're in the Roman Colosseum watching death.
Well, this is what I've said for years.
Yep. Correct.
The culture has decayed, and that's really an understatement because the culture is really rotten.
Correct.
I'm fortunate that I live where I live because people still wave at each other and, you know, blacks and whites smile at each other. And
right.
It's not like the big cities and the chaos that they have started everywhere. You know, it's the old games that they've played for years. But here's another thing. Inside his campaign, he's got his top advisor. Thank God it's not Kellyanne Conway, because I never could stand her. She's just nothing but a coke person. But he has another one that's equally as bad, and that's Susie Wiles. You know about Susie?
No, I don't. I don't know Susie.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to dig up my stuff on her because she has been exposed by, what's the fella's first name, the attorney, and his last name is Renz, R-E-N-Z?
Tom.
Tom. Okay, Tom exposed her in a video, and I'll send it to you because it's really quite in-depth, and it's a 50-minute video, but you can skip into the middle where he tells the good stuff. And she really is another snake in the grass. Listen, I wrote about her in 22 when she was handling all of the people that he was to give a campaign to say, this is the one you need to vote for, you know. And it was her idea on all these people. I wrote an article about that, and I thought, good God, some of these people you're backing are just Lord awful. But Renz explains, and I had this in my article, that Wiles is a co-chair at Mercury LLC, which is a subsidiary of Omnicom, which is a global leader in marketing communications that makes its money through its relationships with Pfizer, Gilead, Bill Gates, Gavi, and pushes the uniparty deep state narrative.
Right.
Omnicom, that's a weird name. It's a promoter of DEI, diversity, equity, control.
Say no more. That's enough right there. I got it.
Yep, and it controls 1,500 marketing and communications agencies and provides brand and advertising services to over 5,000 clients in more than 100 countries. And it works with, oh, you're going to love this, the Ford Foundation, the UN Foundation, Uber, and Kaiser, to name a few. And Wiles has spoken openly about being pro-trans and in favor of open borders. And she was a source of information for Jack Smith's special counsel investigation of Donald Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection.
Yeah.
And his alleged mishandling of government records. So talk about a snake in the grass. She's a real viper. She's not
Sounds
MAGA
like
or America First. She has ties to the CCP, compromised Mitch McConnell, for gosh sake.
Well, there you go. Very few things are what they seem, and the average person who stares at the screen doesn't understand that they're being lulled into a state of mind where they can no longer really pass judgment, analyze, and process what they're seeing. It just goes right in. It becomes a reality.
Yeah. And she influences him just like Conway did. She influenced him on the vaccines. She's been responsible for
suggesting candidates. Is she responsible for him raving about warp speed? Is she the one?
Oh, yeah.
Who did? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah,
it's all disgusting. It's a freak show. It's a freak show. It's a Roman Colosseum quality freak show.
Absolutely. Plus, remember I wrote about this. I'm sure you put it up on the web. This was in 22. His questionable support for Dr. Oz, a Turkish-U.S. dual citizen who promoted transgenderism, including surgery for children.
He
sought the upholding of Roe versus Wade, supported Obamacare, opposed gun ownership, advocated for CRT. For God's sake, I mean, why would anybody support that jerk?
I don't know.
You know?
The whole paradigm of screen addiction and screen watching took people out of a lifestyle of questioning, of processing, of research, of thinking, of distilling information. They're all reactive now. They're stimuli-oriented reactionaries. Pavlov would be on the floor pounding, laughing at how stupid people are now.
Mm-hmm.
He would.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, it's bad.
You know, there's
you are so smart, Kelly. Honest to God, I don't know how.
I just
research
these people.
No, you're very wise. You understand. You get it. And this doesn't happen. It takes a special kind of person to have the length and breadth of something, a panorama of this, really synthesized. And you do. You have it. Your articles are always brilliant. And that's I'm just telling you the truth. You're welcome.
Well, you know,
wish I could say that about more people.
Please. I can't stand him, but even Pompeo in 22 called Dr. Oz a potential security threat over his ties to the Turkish government.
Good for Pompeo. I didn't know.
Yeah, in that old article that I did in 22, I actually had a picture of him with, who was the gal that did those blood services? Oh, I can't think of the name of it. You know who I mean?
What do you mean blood services? Don't know.
Well, she had these, oh God, she's Turkish too. And there's a picture in this article. I should look up the article. You should go to a commercial and let me look up this article.
All right, we can do that.
Okay.
Todd, if you're ready, roll them. Let's see what we can do. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. After that 37-minute break, Kelly was able to go out and have a bite to eat, take a little nap, and she's back now.
Yeah. And we're back with this Dr. Oz guy that was promoted by Trump.
Yeah.
Because
never had a good sense
wild.
About the guy ever. Not for a minute. Don't like him at
all. No. I mean, in September of 2018, there's a photo of him sitting with President Erdogan and his wife, Amin, during the 9th Turkey Investment Conference held by the Turkey U.S. Business Council in New York. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's a fact that Oz is not even eligible to run for Senate or congressman or anything because Article 1, Section 3, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution sets forth the qualifications for a U.S. senator, and you have to have been for 9 years a citizen of the U.S. Well, you can't be a citizen of the United States and vote in Turkish elections, and that's what Oz does.
Interesting. There you go. Well, the whole idea of dual citizenship should bar anybody from any federal position, in my view.
Absolutely. Yeah. all, the woman I was trying to think of, this was in the Miami Standard. Dr. Oz was photographed in April of 22 with spirit cooking specialist Marina Abramovic, who infamously...
Abramovic, I think.
Appeared in the emails of Hillary Clinton's 16 campaign boss,
John Podesta. She's a bad one.
And he scored an invitation to her spirit cooking ritual. See, so this is, and Oz is even for red flag laws. I mean, this guy is for everything that we don't like, that we know is communist, that we know is so far left that you want nothing to do with it. And that's who he's promoted. That's who he listens to. He listens to this woman who was a snake in the grass inside his organization, and he likes her.
He trusts her. Trump?
Yeah.
Trump likes her?
Yeah.
Abramovic?
He likes her. Well, no, he likes Susie Wiles.
But, okay.
You know, the other one that he promoted was Carrie Lake. And now she's running for Senate, right?
Yeah.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Carrie Lake is hungry for power.
You know,
I know people very well in Arizona that are in politics. And I can't even tell you the stuff I know about Carrie Lake other than the things that are in the paper. But she is not anybody you ever want in politics. She's another dangerous woman.
Really? All right, interesting. I don't know much about her. She looks like an ex-anchor woman, which she is.
That's what she is.
So,
yep.
Lot of ego there for openers.
Well, you know, she donated to Barack Obama and you know,
I've read that, and that's pretty despicable.
Yeah, and then she donated and endorsed John Kerry in
well,
you know,
she's endorsing the satanic ticket with those two.
Yes, yes. And she was all for supporting trannies until she wasn't for supporting trannies. There's even pictures of her in Arizona newspapers standing next to one of the famous trannies in whatever city she was in, and she was supporting this guy.
Got it. Say no more. I got it. She's a bad one.
Yeah. And then, let me tell you another one. I don't know how we got off on this, but he supported for Congress Mike Pence's brother, Greg. Can you believe that?
No. That's another good one.
I'm like, why in heaven's name would you support anybody that has a last name of Pence? Because the first name is Judas, for God's sake.
That's funny. All true.
And I wrote this article. Let me scroll up and see when I wrote this sucker. This was May of 22, and I was just infuriated with who he was supporting. In fact, the title of the article was "Trump's Endorsements Are Inflating the Swamp."
Okay.
Really.
Well, this Carrie Lake is going places. I think she's probably compromised herself 10 times over to get to where she wants to go. I mean, I don't know. Come on. The camel, the reason I call her the camel is because she humped her way to the top, okay? That's
yeah.
a joke about camels, if you know anything about camels.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these women are, come on, whatever. It's not all bad. Same with men. But the quality of people overall in our political process has never been more rank or disgusting. It's just awful.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. And this is going to be a hard one. Can you name one person, one female in politics that you... I can name one that's alive, living today. That you like. that you think is good and doing a good job?
People will say Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay? Seems to be one. She's kind of got the Trump ethos wrapped around her, but I don't go there. And I'd have to think about that.
After she had an affair with McCarthy?
I'm saying that that's what people would think, but I'm not, I don't go there.
No.
I'd have to think about this. Go ahead, tell us who.
The only one that I like, and I've watched what she's doing, is Sarah Sanders.
Oh, that woman has, honest to God, integrity. She does.
Yep.
Well, her father was a former governor of Arkansas, right?
I never cared for her father, but I sure like her.
Sarah Sanders, how she got into the Trump regime, she was the only honorable person of any sex in there.
I like her.
And I agree with you. I've forgotten about Sarah. She's not a headline hound, so you don't remember her often. But I've always had... It's like she's in the wrong business. She's that sharp. She's an honest person. I concur. Good call.
Yep.
I agree.
And no Chinaman can buy land in Arkansas now.
Well, there's another firm. She's a real American, okay?
She really is a real American. You know, there's an old saying from a friend of mine, trust a politician just as you would trust a rattlesnake, only when he is dead.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even then, they are alleged to have bitten people, but I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. A run over one can still get you.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Another
thing. This, and we'll talk about it maybe next time because I wanted to really get into that tonight. This whole CIA thing, the CIA has been infiltrated with commies from the very get-go. Commies and fascists right off under the OSS and Galen's CIA. I'm sure your listeners know all about that. But it's always been rotten. And it was rotten even with Pompeo in charge. And so many people tell me, oh, well, I thought Pompeo was a really good guy. Sorry, no. Pompeo was working with, what was it, the Ecuadorian government to kidnap and poison Julian Assange, who had never been charged with anything, and he wanted to kill him, which is totally unconstitutional
and illegal, and he
should be in prison for even thinking that.
Yeah, I vaguely remembered that. I remember more. Honestly, name one in the top tier. That means those who get the publicity and who are being pushed around in the flat screen media. Name one that's really good. That's a real American, an honest to God, not like a Ron Paul style American. And I don't think his son.
I'm not a fan of Ron anymore either.
No, he's changed.
No, I mean,
I'm going back 15 years.
Surely Charlotte told you enough about Ron and his education program and who he put in charge.
It was a very difficult thing for me to process because I kind of didn't want to believe it, but this is going way back, though. His son is no hero either.
No, definitely not. He's a fraud. He never goes all the way. He never clinches the case, so to speak.
Good. That's a good term. I like that term. He never clinches. No, he doesn't come in with the punchline. It doesn't happen. Good call.
No. But, you know...
How about Ross Perot? Was Ross Perot a real American?
I have a tendency to believe he was. But I don't know. And I've never really in-depth checked him out. But there were a lot of things that he did that I liked. I'll tell you, a lot of people say I'm crazy for this, but I do not like women in politics. I really don't. Sarah is different. Sarah is a true patriotic, constitutional, America-loving patriot. She's wonderful in my book. There was another one who's long dead now, and she was the head of another country, but that woman had a spine of steel. And when her people were threatened, she did not cave. She said, if I cave to them, no one from Israel will ever be safe. And she didn't. And in 73, all of those athletes in the Olympics died, right? Mm-hmm. But you know what? She was right. That little old grandma that made chicken soup, she was smarter than a hell of a lot of the other PMs they've had. And she was tough.
Tough
cookie.
Oh, yeah. She reminded me of a bulldozer. She wouldn't back down.
Yeah. And she's a little teeny woman.
Look at the treachery now, though. It's. I mean, come on. 58 standing ovations in Congress? Can't these people think about the messaging they're sending? I don't know. It's a very complex, and I'm talking about both sides of the Atlantic now. There's a lot of influence over here. AIPAC, who was it that just said that AIPAC? Oh, it was Massey, one of the only good congressmen out there.
You know, he said
that AIPAC.
Massey.
Yeah?
You know, his wife just died.
Yeah,
suddenly.
No, she. I think it was more to it than that. I do, because he wouldn't buckle in. He said, yes, I do. It's just an instinct. He said, every member of Congress has, every Republican member of Congress, and most Democrats, has a, what did he call them? A buddy, an AIPAC buddy assigned to them to make sure that they vote for everything that would benefit Israel. This is simple.
Yeah, but they don't.
Said.
They don't.
I don't.
And unfortunately, Hamas is here. I mean, is Houthi.
We have so much.
So is Hezbollah.
Kelly,
they're
all here.
Yeah.
They're all here.
They have been here for decades upon decades. You go back to 1960, and there was one mosque, and it was small. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, every one of these, they're all over. Look at Minnesota. Minneapolis now has five gongs
Dearborn,
a day.
Dearborn, Michigan? Gone.
Yeah, well, Minneapolis now has the call to prayer five times a day. How do you like that?
That would be a total insult to anybody who was not of that religion. It should not be forced on anybody in the city. I couldn't even imagine having to listen to that five times a day. I'd move. Since obviously the politicians aren't going to do anything.
And then they take over the whole city.
That's right. They know how the game
that's
is played.
That's exactly what they've done all over America.
Yeah,
I read a book
that
long ago about all these cells that are back behind everything that nobody sees.
They're here.
And the CIA, the FBI, all of the intel community is as corrupt as can be and in bed with these people.
What do you need to know more than FGM? Female genital mutilation? What do you need to know beside that to tell you all that you need to know about Islam?
They're evil.
It doesn't, it doesn't compute. Sorry, not in the brain. That ends it right there for me. And all women should feel that instantly. Revulsion and outrage. It's just disgusting.
Yeah. But you've seen them around your town, surely.
I honestly don't go out. I don't go out much, and
I don't go
not
out
here,
much either.
Not yet. No, not yet. Not here. It's a small town, and no, not yet. But I know what you're saying. I'm just as much, if not more, worried about 30 million illegals, invaders from over 45 different countries that are in here.
Yeah.
Many of them are clearly of fighting age. Many of them actually, they found some communist Chinese here who were in some kind of uniform. It didn't have rank and name on it, but it was some uniformly dressed group that they caught. That there's a lot going on here.
Ben Bergwam has exposed that.
Who did?
Do you know him? Ben Bergwam.
Don't know him.
He's on Real America's Voice. And he reports from, he's even been down in oh, what's that place where they've ruined everything coming through there? I can't think. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's in Panama.
Yeah, yeah. And he is fabulous. He's really something else about what he does. He risks his life to go into these places.
Where is he findable?
He's on Real America's Voice. A lot of the hosts have him on. You should get him on the radio. I've got his email. He's really something, I'm telling you. I've watched some of the things he's done, and he was, I think, a druggie and an alcoholic, and he pulled himself out of it, and he has made a fabulous life for himself, and he does this stuff. He and his team, there's a little short Mexican guy that works with him, and they go down there, and they show you, they talk to these people.
He goes down to
Darien
Gap, you're talking about?
Yes, and I just watched a program the other night that they had on, and they were asking the people where they were from, and they saw these, you know, they were all from all over the place, but some of these old women, they said on camera, they're not going to make it. They're going to die. That's why there's dead bodies all over in here. They can't do it.
It's all being done according to the plan. This is a globalist
plan. Well, it's the UN migration plan. They all signed on to it.
Yes. It's all by the plan.
The Global Compact for Migration.
We should talk more about communism and how it's been in this country for half a century, more than half a century.
No, it started in 1825.
That's a century. Two centuries.
Yeah, 1825. Two centuries.
Well, Ned, let's talk about that next time more. This is crazy.
Okay.
Kelly, thank you. Thanks for everything. You're great.
All right, hon. Talk to you later.
Okay. All righty. Bye. Bye. Kelly Nelson, and we'll be right back with David Icke. Let's find out what David's up to next.